Psychic Radio. WYCD.
HD3 Detroit.
KJAQ.
HD3 Seattle.
WBMX.
HD3 Boston.
And on AOL Radio.
And Yahoo Launchcast.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston. The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to master the path to heart consciousness, and there are three different ways that I do this. Intuitive Counseling, where I guide and assist you to become aware and conscious of your thoughts and feelings, raise and shift your level of consciousness, identify the pain, struggle, and fear that prohibit you, and assist you to express the love, joy, and compassion of who you are. Intuitive Energy Clearing can release you, your home, and place of work from negative energy connections, help you to realign your true and expressed self, restore a sense of balance between your inner world and your external living environments, and provide fresh ground for new spiritual growth and higher consciousness. And Intuitive Soul Radio, right here Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. on the Sky Psychic Radio. And I also have a show on my website, intuitivesoul.com, live on Thursday evenings. This is a call-in show. Call in at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. This is March, and it is New Beginnings and Growth Month. All month long, I'm doing readings for New Beginnings and Growth in 2010. Give us a call at 248-545-7685. And tonight, we are discussing how to use Law of Attraction for growth and new beginnings. The law of attraction is the universe is constantly reflecting back to us our own states of thought, expectations, beliefs, fears, anxieties. The state around us is not trying to tell us something. It is simply reflecting back to us what is going on inside of us, everything that manifests. So we have our first caller. It's Denise from New York. Hi, Denise.
Hi.
How are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Good. How can I help you?
Well, you talk about new beginnings and growth for March, so I was wondering, I'm going through a new beginning and growth right now. It's sort of like a quiet season for me, so I was wondering what is in store for me.
Okay, tell me about what's quiet right now. What's quiet that you're wanting some shifts to happen in?
Well, basically, I feel like I'm at a different spiritual level now. Like a lot
nice.
Of things I used to like, it's just kind of faded away suddenly, how things get taken away. All of a sudden, it's like you're starting all over again.
Right. And so that's been happening for the last, I'm feeling it's been happening for the last 6 months. Is that
right.
about accurate, where things
that's
have
correct.
Just been
yes.
changing? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And are you wanting just to know about your spiritual path, or is there anything in specific that you're wanting to know about?
I just want to know about my spiritual path and career.
Okay, so career. Okay. Well, definitely I'm feeling that you're dead on. Like it's, you know, all of these things that are falling away for a reason. They are, they're here allowing you to raise your vibration and to really allow you to focus on, you know, all of those things that you want. And I know that, you know, when it comes to certain things, we definitely, you know, we allow certain things to reflect on us that is, you know, sometimes not as positive as we want to be. And it's not so much that, you know, there are times when those are authentic reactions and authentic responses to what's going on. And we really actually need to feel those things. And what I feel has been happening for you is exactly that, is that, you know, you've been given this space to actually work through and feel some of the things that are going on. You got a little bit caught up in it, and you know what? We all do. So, you know, that's not a problem. And, you know, what I see is within the next, I'm going to say it's actually going to happen relatively quickly. I'm going to say within the next month, you're going to see some really big changes happening. It's funny because I'm calling next month, April, the change month. And, you know, I actually feel that for a lot of people, change is going to start happening in April. And you're definitely one of those people where I see some big changes going on. And, you know, this cleaning out that seems to be happening in your life, which is really positive for you, is, you know, it's a really good thing. So it's hard sometimes when, you know, stuff like this happens because we feel a little bit disconnected and we are feeling a little bit like, what is going on? But
yeah.
and it's hard to not get caught up in it and feel like, you know, why are they doing this to me sort of thing. But everything is definitely happening for a reason. And I'm feeling really positive. I see, you know, with regards to, you know, a different career, something is about to start to spark your interest. And so I want you to be really, really open. Anything that comes up, anything that comes around you, I want you to, you know, look at opportunities. Anybody that suggests, you know, to talk to them or connect with them or, you know, any type of idea, look at those ideas. Don't close off right away. Be open to any possibility, no matter what it is, and just see where that leads you. Not everything is going to be exactly what you want, but from that, there may be a way to create what you're wanting. So it's not like, don't take something that you're going, well, this is really not me, because that's not what you want to do. But from that connection, you may find some really magical things happening, and where they thought you were going one way, you're going to take it and go a completely different way. So be really open. Yeah. Yeah. So how does that feel?
It makes a lot of sense. I was offered to do something last week. It was something different, and I enjoyed it.
Good.
You know, I have a steady job and everything, so thank God. So, I mean, you know, something different in the same field.
Yeah. Yeah, no, just be extraordinarily open and just let things happen. And take some time and really focus in on what you want to do. Like, what is it that you want that is, you know, that will really allow you to blossom and your, you know, your soul to start singing?
Right, and I also had another incident, like relationship-wise, when you talk about clearing out, and I said, wow, that really put me through a loop. That was
Yeah. And that's what's going to, I mean, that is all happening for a great reason.
And that was from a sibling. So I was sort of shocked. So,
Uh-huh. Yeah. That it always, when it happens like that and you're not expecting it, it's not really the fun way of going about it, but it'll all be good. And, you know, those connections will get they'll fix themselves out again, but let it all lie for now and just sort of let it happen. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay. At least I feel better now, so I know everything happens for a reason and something big is going to happen. Well, April's not that far away. It's only like next week.
Exactly. So I want to hear back from you. I want to hear what great things happen to you in next month and how you're allowing things to shift, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, so we are talking about the Law of Attraction and New Beginnings and Growth Month, and we have another caller, Alex from Florida. Hi, Alex.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm not great. I wanted to know about my love life and see anybody coming in soon and when.
Okay. So what has been happening there?
I've been single for a while.
You've been single for a while?
Yeah.
I'm getting that there's somebody around you right now.
Okay.
Sorry?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm seeing that there is somebody around you right now and that this person, it's interesting because there's something going on where either they are a bit jealous of something or they're not feeling like you're hearing them. And I don't know what it is that you're thinking about this person, and maybe you're not thinking about them in a relationship way, but they seem to think that you are, and part of that needs to sort of be fixed for new things to come through. But this person really wants to be in a relationship with you, and I don't know. I think you know who this person is. But they're sort of, sorry?
You have like a name?
I don't have a name.
You don't have a name?
This may start with an S.
An S? Okay.
Isn't Sam, but not Sam. anyway, this person wants to have a relationship with you. You don't want to have a relationship with this person. You're not seeing any potential, but there's some ties there that sort of need to be cut so that this person knows that there's not a relationship around you, or that there's no relationship potential. And then what I see is, sometime I'm picking up June that something is probably going to be around you. Like there's a new relationship that's coming in.
Is it something like a look I should look for? Or?
You know what? Don't look for anything. You don't need to look. Everything will come on the way it's supposed to.
And with my, do you see anything happening? Like, do you see me finding a new job anytime soon?
It's not the major priority in your life. However, it, I'm getting maybe September. Something will come around in that area that will be something that you would really like to do, because you're okay in the job that you're in. But as you move forward, there will be opportunities for some change.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right. Take care. And again, we're talking about the law of attraction, new growth and new beginnings. And we have Paula from Virginia. Hi, Paula.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm great. So how can I help you tonight?
No, I don't have any specific questions because, like yourself, I'm an intuitive healer. But last year, 209 was the year that the law of attraction gave me so much of what I didn't want. And now I clearly know how to manifest things that I do want.
You do know?
Because last year was just, every fear I had
manifested.
And so I learned some serious lessons, but how important it is to be really selective of what you want to manifest in your life, whether it's relationships or money,
right.
That there is the universe working with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it's kind of, to give me guidance, I don't have any specific questions about my love life or career or things like that, because I do trust the divine plan all right. the time, and I figure God is in charge and knows better than I do. But you know,
okay.
if you have any guidance, I would love to hear it.
Sure. And what I will say to that is the universe is really not necessarily telling us anything, but reflecting back to us what's going on inside of us. So
exactly.
Our soul came in with a plan. Our soul is what is, you know, sort of running the boat here. It's still an individuated aspect of who we are, but it is, you know, it's not the oneness. So it's our soul that has the plan. And our soul always comes through in ways that feel empowering and with joy. And often there's a resonance that comes with our soul that allows you to know when it's your soul that's talking. For me, what I've realized, you know, I've changed from, you know, love and joy, which is, you know, this basic oneness type thing. And then I went from compassion and passion. And now what I know is that my soul speaks through magic, and that energy that I know when I think of the word magic and the energy that I feel when I know that magic is all around me, that's how my soul speaks to me. So find that one resonance, the one or two that really resonate really strongly with you, and allow that to really move through your life and to have really full body experiences of that, so that, you know, when you're thinking of a new relationship, you allow your heart to just open, and you allow those feelings of what it's like to be in a relationship and how a relationship will benefit you. And in fact, it's a really good positive way to start your day by asking yourself, how would a relationship benefit my life? And to think of all the juiciness and all the excitement and all the things that really make your soul sing. And then, you know, if you're thinking of a new career, you know, what would work or what career would benefit me? And why is having a career beneficial to me? And allow those feelings to come through and to really play with them and to really get excited and to allow that, you know, even if it's just for 5 minutes every morning, to allow that to be what, you know, fuels your day and to feel that excitement. Because as Abraham says, it only takes 17 seconds to create something. And, you know, if you can think about all the great things and move through your life and allow everything to flow with you, you know, for 5 minutes, then you're creating your life in a completely different way. And of course, the best way we learn anything is by the opposite. So, you know, as you went through your year last year, you definitely got an idea of what it was going to be like, you know, to attract what you don't want. And so now you're going to focus on what you do want. We do need to go to a break, but if you want to stay on the line, Paula, I'll finish this up.
Sure.
Okay, we're going to go to break. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Psychic Radio. PsychicOnAir.com. The Wake Up Call with Ellen Tom.
Even though I love him and I'm worried about him, it is a blessing in disguise because I'm doing things to help me take better care of me.
Good for you.
Hi, it's Tom Forrest. Reverend L. Newman and I are here Monday nights, 7 till 9, primetime Eastern Time in the United States with Wake Up Call on Psychic Radio.
Psychic Radio.
We know you're listening. Life is a journey. Let us be your guide. Reach out on the net now, psychiconair.com.
Look for Psychic Radio on your AOL radio player.
Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Intuitive Soul with your host, Lori Houston, is mastering a path to heart consciousness through intuitive counseling by looking at our relationships, from our relationships with ourselves, with others, to even our relationship with money, and through clearing our energy so that we remove the obstacles that prohibit us from living the life we want. Intuitive Soul will discuss all of this in a weekly show every Wednesday night right here, 7 p.m. right now. We invite you to call and call in your questions live at 248-545-7685. Soul, that's 248-545-7685. And this show is all about the law of attraction for growth and new beginnings, because we are in March, where I have coined it the New Growth and New Beginnings Month. And I'm still on the line with Paula. Are you there, Paula?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. Okay, so we have been talking about, you know, your journey and how your journey has had some examples of the law of attraction last year, and you're wanting to know what's kind of happening. And I know that, you know, often when things happen, it's difficult to really stay positive and to really allow that to flow. But I know that you can do it. And I know that, you know, the worst is behind you. And really, this is all about creating lots of new beginnings for you and lots of changes. And, you know, I feel that if you become really clear about what you want, so when you're thinking about a relationship, if you become really clear about, you know, what does a relationship give you? What benefits do you get out of a relationship? And if you can think about those and really get to allow that to sort of open your heart, and not to feel jealous when you see a couple, and not to feel, you know, frustrated, just to, when you see people, you get excited for them. And when you think about yourself, you know that it's almost like they're just on vacation and you're imagining somebody coming. And I know that somebody's going to be coming, and I'm feeling around May or June for you. And with regards to a career change, I'm feeling that a lot of things are going to start moving forward in a way that feels really positive to you. So you may not necessarily need a career change, but if you still want one, by summertime, there are some new opportunities that are going to come your way. And if that's something that you're looking for, there will definitely be something there for you.
No, that's good to know. I've definitely have been, like what you said, focusing on the things that make me happy, joyful, bring my passion.
I want you to really get into your body, and I want you to really experience them with a lot of passion, with a lot of excitement, with just
it's
like
funny,
you're just.
You said that a bird just flew by, and I smile so big.
That's great.
You. Yeah, I am listening with confident. I'm listening with you, and I'm actually paying attention to what you're saying, because there's things that totally resonate with me at this time. I think you're very accurate with what you said about me, and I will definitely focus on bringing the things that I want.
Good.
And even though last year was a tough year, it didn't break me down. My kids and I are stronger, and now I understand what I don't want and how easily to create it. Like you said, it only takes a few seconds.
Yeah.
And then your day falls apart. And yes, a lot of good things are happening in my career, which is nice. I really appreciate it. I'll definitely be calling you again.
Well, and let me know what happens, because I want to hear all about it. Because I know that this year is going to be a completely different year than last year.
Yeah, it already is. I went to a computer class thinking, oh my gosh, another computer class, but I left feeling so excited that I learned something new. And it's because I took a different approach.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You know, yeah. Well, thank you so much. Have a good night.
You too.
All right.
Bye, Paula. Okay. All right. So we are talking about the law of attraction. And, you know, the universe is constantly reflecting back to us our own state of thought, expectations, beliefs, fears, and anxieties. The state around us is not trying to tell us something. It is simply reflecting back to us what is going on inside of us. And everything that manifests around us is what is going on inside of us. So we're doing readings. Give us a call at 248-545-7685. And we're talking about new beginnings and growth for 2010 and the law of attraction. So the law of attraction argues that thoughts, both conscious and unconscious, can affect things outside our head, not just through motivation, but by other means. Especially if you really want something and truly believe it's possible, you'll get it. Putting a lot of attention and thought onto something you don't want means you'll probably get that too. Like attracts like. What you focus on, you attract. So ask. Know what you want. Ask the universe for it. This is where you need to get really clear on what it is you want to create and visualize what you want as being as real as possible. Believe. Feel and behave as if the object of your desire is already on its way or is already in your life. Focus your thoughts and your language on what it is you want to attract. You want to feel the feeling of really knowing that what you desire is on its way to you, even if you have to trick yourself into believing it. Do it. So if we can look at our thoughts, if we can look at our expectations, so our thoughts, obviously, sometimes our thoughts are conscious, sometimes they're unconscious. We're not always completely aware of the things that we think. And there are a lot of times when something goes on around us that we're very self-critical and we put ourselves down a lot. And a lot of the times that happens because of how we were brought up and how, love, although in the beginning of our lives, typically love was very unconditional. Very early on in most of our lives, love became conditional. And, that's no fault of our parents or anybody. And as we become parents ourselves, we also know that, it's really difficult. We don't know. We've never had very clear examples of what unconditional love is, but we all know it's a possibility. And, what we're asking, not so much is how you treat others, although your children, it would be a good place to start as well, but truly it's learning to love ourselves unconditionally that will allow us to shift those thoughts. And, learning when we say things, there's a lot of shame and a lot of guilt in our society, and there's a lot of victimization in our society. And we need to be aware when we're feeling like a victim. We need to be aware when we're feeling guilty or we feel shame. And, there are many, many moments in our lives where this is a truth for us. And it's not about not feeling those truths. It's not about not allowing the expression, but it is about, how long you stay in those states. And so the more you can open yourself up, the more you can be aware, the quicker you'll be able to start responding in a way that is more beneficial for you. And so being aware of your thoughts, very important. Looking at our expectations. Expectations is when we have an expectation that either this has to happen or it should happen, or we feel, if this happens, it will allow for a different experience. We have all of these expectations in our head. We have expectations about relationships. We have expectations about family. We have expectations about work. It's really difficult not to live our life without expectations, but I promise you that if you start to look at your expectations and actually examine them and actually bring them to the forefront so that you are aware of what it is that you're doing to yourself and those around you, really what you're doing is you're trying to control situations. And we have really no control over anything. We can be, however, in charge of our reactions and our responses. So it becomes really important if we can start looking at our expectations and understand what our expectations are, and to use that so that we, shift out of a place of expectations to a place of possibilities, to, not necessarily trying to control everything. And, sometimes things happen. Sometimes things happen that force us to make change in our lives. And, I'm a prime example of, I'm going to be going through a lot of change over the next month and so, because I'm going to start moving again. And it's not necessarily something I want to do. And I'm also not allowing it to make me feel like I have to do it and it's, a difficult situation. I'm just allowing it to be an experience. And even though I dislike moving, things happen sometimes and I'm going to be okay with that. And from that, I know a lot of great things are going to come as a result of it, but it also will alleviate some of the pressure and stress that I've been under to try and create and to try and control the situations that I've been in, to allow for, more openings. So expectations are the things that control us, and they're also the things that cause us stress, because when we have expectations, we have beliefs, we have fears and anxieties that we're expecting certain things to happen in a certain way. So all of our beliefs, our fears, and our anxieties really come out of our expectations. They come out of the way we're trying to control our lives. They come out of how we experience our lives. So we're going to go to break now, but I want you to give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Psychic Radio.
24 hours a day.
Reach out from beyond to your ears.
On the web now. Log on to psychiconair.com. Your spiritual well-being is our concern. This is Psychic Radio.
Powered online by AOL at psychiconair.com.
We know you're listening.
The heart is a blue. Shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room. No space to rent in this town. You're out of luck. And the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck. And you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place. Someone you can lend a hand in return. For grace, it's a beautiful.
To the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston, and the purpose of Intuitive Soul is mastering the path to heart consciousness, where I use three different modalities. Intuitive counseling, where I guide and assist you to become aware and conscious of your thoughts and feelings, raise and shift your level of consciousness, identify the pain, struggle, and fear that prohibit you, and assist you to express the love, joy, and compassion of who you are. Intuitive energy clearing can release you, your home, or place of work from negative energy connections, help you to realign your true and expressed self, restore a sense of balance between your inner world and your external living environments, and provide fresh ground for new spiritual growth and higher consciousness. And Intuitive Soul Radio, Wednesday nights right here on the Sky Psychic Radio, and I also have a show on my website, intuitivesoul.com, live on Thursday evenings. This is a call-in show. Call us at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Tonight's show is all about the law of attraction for new growth and new beginnings. So how to use it to attract new growth and new beginnings. And March is all about new growth and new beginnings. So we've been talking about the definition. We've been talking about how our thoughts and our expectations, our beliefs, fears, and anxiety really create the environment for which simply the universe is reflecting back to us what's going on inside of us. So, you know, once we know and are really clear about what we want, and we really need to really enjoy and get very excited and to use, you know, very positive emotions when we're thinking about that which we're wanting to create in our lives, we also need to be able to be open to receive it. So the law of allowance is also, you know, allowing these things to come into our lives. And a lot of the times, you know, we spend all of this time very positively trying to influence our life and create the things that we're wanting. And then all of a sudden, you know, we will shut that door because we feel upset, or, you know, often there are times that we feel like giving up. And, you know, these are extraordinary times. They're extraordinary at showing us what we don't want, and they can be extraordinary at showing us what we do want. But we really need to be open to receive it. And a lot of times, you know, by giving, you're able to receive. And sometimes there's different experiences around that. But, you know, be open to receiving what it is that you're wanting to bring into your life. Don't shut it off by showing, you know, if you're wanting a relationship, don't shut out a possibility of a relationship when you see a couple walking hand in hand and you feel jealous, or you feel angry, or you feel frustrated, or you don't believe that they're truly happy, or when you're, you know, around another couple, you see all of the problems instead of, you know, all of the opportunities and possibilities in that relationship. And we sort of see things from our own perspective. So when we do this, this shuts the door for allowing relationships to come to us, because we are showing, you know, a negative appreciation for the relationships we see in front of us. Instead, you know, instead of judging or having expectations or, you know, the things that we think about, just be incredibly open to possibilities. Maybe somebody around you is always upset and always fighting and, you know, always coming to work in tears, but there are possibilities in that relationship that maybe they're not seeing. And I want you to focus on that when you are wanting to create something like that. Or if it's a new job, you know, instead of, you know, bemoaning and being upset with the one you have, or, you know, always seeing the negative around you. If you can shift some of that around to seeing possibilities and getting very excited, that will allow things to shift in your life. So give us a call. It's 248-545-7685. We are discussing how to use the law of attraction for growth and new beginnings. And this is a live call-in show. So give us a call. You know, when you're worried about money and in this financial situation, you know, that has been created, one, we're being influenced by the media and the fear being created around us. And two, we focus on our problems, rarely shifting to looking for solutions and opportunities and possibilities. What we focus on, we create more of. Are we focusing on the details, all the issues surrounding your financial crisis, your debt, your bills, you know, basic survival issues? Or are you focusing... As you focus on these problems, of course, your energy goes there. So are you focusing on the problems, or are you imagining all the time the different possibilities? Are you looking at the benefits that money will bring to your life, or that money already has brought to your life? Start with what you can be grateful for, what you have now. You know, money has done a lot of things in everybody's life. And, you know, look at those things, you know. in for some people, money allowed them to get an education. That education allows them opportunities. You know, all of the things around you, start getting feeling grateful for some of the things that are happening within your life, and, you know, get really excited about that and allow that to be where your focus is. So where you are now and where you want to go, this will bring up all of your issues surrounding where you are now that is not in alignment with where you're wanting to go. This will make things very difficult to bridge the gap. So where are you focusing? Is it money or the details that you want or the quality that this will bring you? We all have a resonance that our soul desires, our soul music, so to speak. It is a quality, not a thing. It isn't truly money that we focus on, that we truly want. What we want, other than the fact to pay our bills and to, you know, be able to pay our rent and to survive, you know, money isn't really the problem. What we want is a quality. It's love, it's freedom, it's passion, it's joy, it's peace, it's compassion. We have an experience from a quality that we want to, you know, experience. And this is what we need to focus on. Then you will bring forth this resonance that will allow life to flow in alignment with your soul. I did get an email this week, and the question was around having an obsessive compulsive disorder, which is to this person very debilitating and immobilizing. And, you know, often they feel that this inwardly strips one of every fiber of free will or freedom of choice. And they're hoping to get more insight on clearing these seemingly impenetrable blocks that defy all logic and bodily senses or feelings. Definitely, any type of disorder, any type of mental or emotional disorder is debilitating. It is. And what, you know, it's kind of the same as when we have a chronic pain. When there's chronic pain in our lives, we find it really immobilizing to think of something other than that pain. And that's exactly what we have to do to create change. So as in an obsessive compulsive behavior, we have to, one, accept that that's partially the way our mind has been created to have, you know, obsessive compulsive thoughts, behaviors, reactions, and to ask ourselves, can we accept this? Can we accept that certain things in our lives can happen with chronic pain? Can we accept this pain? Can we ask what this disorder or this pain or these responses or these behaviors, what are they doing for our lives? How can we move and shift from that what appears to be completely immobilizing our lives and taking away our free will to opening our hearts and allowing just a little bit to come through, just a little bit of our heart to shine through, just a little bit of God's love to flow down into us? When we can open a crack, then everything is possible. And so with this, and it's not an easy thing, just like having a chronic pain is not an easy thing when you don't feel you ever have a break to focus on positive. With pain, I've often suggested that they find, you know, some medication that gives them relief. Ironically, I knew somebody who had chronic pain, and we're talking very immobilizing pain. And yet, when she started a relationship, a lot of that pain, until it got to the fear stages, until she started recreating a pattern, a lot of that pain went away. So it truly is possible that when we change, and I've also known somebody who is obsessive compulsive, who when she got into a relationship, everything sort of changed until, again, she recreated the same patterns. So you need a break. You need to find a place to allow space into your lives. And from that place, magic can happen. But you need to give yourself that space. You need to find something that allows you to fully relax, to fully embody change. And often it can be from, you know, listening to a piece of music, to, you know, a meditation, to sitting, you know, at the water's edge and allowing the beauty of the water, you know, rocking and flowing up into the, onto the rocks or to the sand and feeling the gentle breeze. And, you know, we can all take those moments. So when something is completely immobilizing and completely taking what you believe is your free will, find those moments. Find something to fall in love with. Find something to feel absolutely grateful for. Find something that will make you forget what it is that is debilitating in your life. For a lot of people, that can be something really creative. And I encourage everybody to explore their creative side, because we all have a right side to our brain. It is not always something that we all work with. It's not always something that is dominant, but we all have it. And so there's always a creative aspect within all of us. And it may come out through writing, through journaling. It may come out through drawing or painting or singing or, you know, doing a musical instrument. But we can all find that space. And so what I encourage to happen in all of these cases where you're feeling so debilitated and losing any type of free will, that you just focus, just allow something to bring heart back into your life. Just allow something to flow through you and move through you, and allow that to be that space that can allow for significant magic to happen in your life. So we're going to go to break now. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Whispers from the Heart Radio. Join the best psychics, mediums, holistic experts, and visionaries of our time. Thursdays at 8 o'clock Eastern on the Sky. Listen live as international psychic medium Erica Busarhaney brings you cutting-edge guests that educate, stimulate, and rejuvenate your body, mind, and spirit. At Whispers from the Heart Radio, we bridge your heart with the spirit world. Whispers from the Heart Radio, Thursdays at 8 on the Sky. New horizons, no boundaries. Powered by CBS Radio. Listen live at WYCD HD3 Detroit, WBMX HD3 Boston, and KJAQ HD3 Seattle, and on AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
I did my best to notice when the call came down the line. Up to the platform of surrender, I was brought, but I was kind. And sometimes I get nervous when I see an open door. Close your eyes, clear your heart, cut the cord. Are we human, or are we dancers? My sign is vital, my hands are cold, and I'm on my knees looking for the answer.
You've got to let me know. Are we human?
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. SkyRadio.com.
Intuitive Soul with your host Lori Houston is mastering a path to heart consciousness through intuitive counseling by looking at our relationships, from our relationships with ourselves, with others, to even our relationship with money, and through clearing our energy so that we remove obstacles that prohibit us from living the life we want. And tonight we are discussing how to use the law of attraction for growth and new beginnings. So we do have another caller. It is Lena from Florida. Hi, Lena.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm great. How can I help you?
Well, I'm in the process of moving. I just I know where I really want to live, and I'm just waiting for this place to open up, and I just wanted to see what you felt about me moving at this time.
Okay. And is the place about to open up, or are you waiting for that to happen? Like, is there something you're waiting for, an open, like a vacancy?
Well, there is one vacant I haven't looked at. The one that I should have gotten last week, I sort of I procrastinated. So I lost that one, and that was a beautiful one. It was like on the second floor, and I really, really wanted the second floor. And then she called me and told me there's one on the first floor, a corner unit, and I'm not crazy about being on the first floor, but my lease is coming up the end of April, and I don't know if the second floor is going to open up in time.
Right. So, you know what? I would take that, and, you know, I feel a really good feeling about whatever this building is. It's really lovely. Like, you're really, it's exactly what you want. So even though the first floor may not be exactly what you want, I don't feel that there's any problems. Like, if you're worried about security or safety, like, that's not a problem.
Yeah, because it's like, I mean, it's like, it was, to me, it was too good. I know, I hate to sound negative, but it was like everything was too good to be true. You know, it was in
this
area where it was on a golf course. The view was beautiful. I mean, it was so peaceful. And I need peace right now. I'm going to school, and I need to have some serenity in my life. And
yeah.
I felt a lot of peace there.
Yeah, no, it's going to be just, you're going to love it. Like, it's just really incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like if you're worried about safety, don't let that worry you, because I don't feel that there are, if like that's the worry you have about being on the first floor.
Yeah,
none of that is going to be there. Really? Not in this area.
Yeah, because it's like there's a lot of like, you know, it's like an older community, the section before where you go into the other place. So that's why I liked it too, because it wasn't like a bunch of, you know what I mean? It wasn't like big apartment building.
Right. Yeah, no, it's amazing. Like, it's really, you're really going to love it there. Like, it's just, I get really good feelings about this place. And, you know, you might not be there very long if you truly want a different floor, but I don't see any problem at all with staying on the first floor in this building, really? In this area.
Just the second floor had a breathtaking view of the golf course.
I bet.
The first floor didn't really have that.
Well, you know what? Take it. When something opens up, you can let them know that you're looking for something on a different floor. You'll be the first person to hear about it.
Mm-hmm. Just like I'm the type of person when I'm, you know, I don't really want to move again. Right now I'm like pulling. That's probably why I lost that place last week, because I think there was a little fear with me about moving. I've been here for 8 years. I kept going back and forth. Am I ready? Am I ready? Maybe I'll wait. Maybe I'll wait.
Yeah. And, you know, change is often one of the most difficult things we have. And moving, to me, is like the last thing I want to do.
I mean, but I really want to move, because the guy above me has been vandalizing my car. I know I have to move. There's no, you know, way, you know, there's no way around it. My soul needs to move.
It does. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're going to be really, really happy in this place. So, you know, kudos to you, because you created something really perfect. And you know what? If something else comes up, then you can tell them that, like, you want this place. So if between now and the end of April, you know, another floor comes up, then say that you would like that one, but take this place now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I can go month to month. the end of April.
Perfect.
For a few months. You know what
well,
I mean?
Yeah.
I don't, you know what I mean? It's not like I have to really leave the end of April. I can go a few months until what I want.
I don't know. I would take the place on the first floor.
Yeah.
I would, you know, move it for April. It would be May 1st that you moved?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think I would go for that. And you know, if anything opens up between now and May 1st, then that's what you're meant to have. But if not, then I think you'll be in that place. And I think you're going to really love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I've been, I have to tell you, I've had my boxes packed for about a month now. I had no idea where I was going. I was just trying to manifest it.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. I just didn't know. I kept searching. I couldn't find the right area for my son's school.
Right.
You know,
and you have now. So,
yeah,
you know,
everything's perfect. Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great. So enjoy. Let me know what happens.
I will. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
So we have been talking about the law of attraction for growth and new beginnings. I am Laurie Houston, and my website is intuitivesoul.com. I encourage you to visit me online. I do email, phone consultations and readings, remote healings, and clearing for personal, home, and businesses. And I have a weekly online radio show every Thursday night on my site. The guest tomorrow at 8 p.m. is Dina Saxer, and she is the author of Emotional Wisdom, Daily Tools for Transforming Anger, Depression, and Fear. It should be a very interesting show. I'm also going to give a free offer for a free email reading to the fifth person to email me telling me when their birthday is. So email me at Laurie, L-A-U-R-I-E, at intuitivesoul.com. Be the fifth person to email me telling me when your birthday is, and you will get a free email reading from me. May love and joy be your guides to creating the life you desire. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.